Pentecost is one of the very few feasts of the year in which the readings for the vigil mass on Saturday night are different than the readings for the mass on Sunday morning. Last night I invited all of those who heard the readings last night to come back this morning to hear the next set. I don't think I had many takers, but I tried. If you would have been at Mass last night and then again at Mass this morning, you would have caught a real broad sweep of history. Because the first reading last night was the story of the Tower of Babel, and the story of the confusion of the languages. And then the first reading this morning is centuries later. The story of the Feast of Pentecost, where the many confused languages become one in a sense, where those apostles speaking in tongues of all the people gathered there. The first reading is, in many ways, a very good reading for Pentecost. Because what it does is, it shows us that it is in our arrogance, it is in our pride, it is in our sinfulness, that the divisions have come to the human family. In that very ancient story, it was their pride and sinfulness that divided them into many languages. And we still see today the results of pride and arrogance and sinfulness. We see it among nations. We see it within families. We see it within communities. We see it within churches. It is our pride and our arrogance, our sinfulness, that so often divides us and destroys our unity. But the Feast of Pentecost is not about that. It's not about our sinfulness. It is not about our divisions. It is about God sending His Spirit to draw us back together, to heal the wounds, to bring us back into a unity. That is really the message of Pentecost. God has sent His Spirit among us to live in our hearts, to unite us to one another. I find it interesting that the gospel reading for this morning is the reading about Jesus breathing over the apostles and saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." That is the work of the Spirit, to bring mercy, to bring forgiveness. God brings about healing by not destroying the sinner, but by forgiving the sinner, by showing the sinner His mercy. That is the purpose of the sacrament of reconciliation. It is not a punishment. It is not to be meant to be a hardship. It is meant to give us the opportunity to experience firsthand, in a very concrete, tangible way, the mercy of God. It is not unlike what happened to the paralytic that was lowered down through the roof. What did Jesus say to him? "Your sins are forgiven." Or like the woman caught in adultery. What did Jesus say to her? "Has no one condemned you? Then neither will I condemn you." Jesus gives us that sacrament that through the ministry of the church, we can hear those words in our own time. Your sins are forgiven. The working of the Spirit is a working to help us know the depths of the mercy, the compassion, the love of our God. Once you and I have experienced that mercy, what we are sent out to do is to forgive one another. The torn human family cannot be brought back together until you and I are willing to forgive those who have harmed us. And that forgiveness is not something we do by our own power. That forgiveness is the working of the Holy Spirit. That forgiveness is the power of the Spirit living within us, enabling us to forgive. We must open our hearts to that Spirit. But it is the Spirit who gives us the strength to be a forgiving people. There's one other aspect that is also very important. If God has forgiven us much, we must forgive ourselves. So often, we carry within us the pain and the guilt of some of the things that we have done. But if we have been forgiven by God, why do we not forgive ourselves? Hanging on to that guilt for years and years is not the working of the Spirit of God within us. It is the working of the spirit of evil. God forgives us, recreates us, and sends us forth to do works of goodness, works of love, works of compassion. We must be compassionate to ourselves and forgive ourselves of our own human weaknesses. We must begin again and live lives that God is calling us to live. The Feast of Pentecost focuses not on our divisions. It focuses on the gift of the Spirit who brings us God's mercy, who draws us back together and heals the wounds caused by our sinfulness. May that Spirit fill our lives. May that Spirit empower us to forgive one another. May that Spirit help us to live as brothers and sisters.